double dutch, then turn on the mic with a thumb stroke, subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the fling with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest, the best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when maybe bit the tender skinned babysitter Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty. La la la. La 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 la.
Hey, if I may interject, rap these days is like a pain up in the neck. Cornier and phonier than a play fight. Take two of these and don't phone me on the late night. The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily. And all that kerosene ain't cheap. Villain been deep since a teenage creep peep. He always was a gentleman and kept a pen and a pencil in his mental den. Right there next to where the Rolodex was before it turned up all burnt by his solar plexus. He don't know his own strength when he's on the bonus like the microphone's length and width. Ain't it funky like dingy socks? Feel the full effect off cassette in your Benzy box.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty. La la la.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. Big Bizzle, Blue Bland. I'm in journalist mode. Jared J.B. Boyd here on Talking Memphis. Been a little while since I've been able to talk to y'all on Talking Memphis. But y'all know it ain't about me on Talking Memphis. It's about our guests. Amazing people connected to Memphis, working in Memphis, building their craft, building their practice. And here's someone I think a lot of Memphians admire. Maybe they know the name, maybe they don't, but I can't imagine you've driven around the city for any length of time. I'm probably 10 minutes, you know, dropped off at the airport. As soon as you get in the Uber or whatever the case, you're bound to see stark, beautiful, colorful lines, creatures, creativity abound. Just jumps right off of the whatever medium I think that this person gets an opportunity to touch. I don't want to say a whole lot because sometimes words can just confine people, I think. And I think that more than words, if you say the name Birdcap, it's the visuals, it's the experience. And even, I mean, if you talk about Crosstown Concourse, the centerpiece of this building is a mural from this fellow that's sitting right next to me. I'll allow you to do what I hope I allow most people to do when we are in this position, is just to share about yourself, because I think no one can really do it as good as the person that is in living and breathing in the body, in the mind of the creative. So Michael Roy, friend of mine, I consider myself very lucky. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you.
So who is Michael Roy and who is Birdcap? Are they one and the same? Are they different?
I think they're one and the same, man. Birdcap is a good... it sounded better on a wall than Michael Roy. It didn't make sense to put my legal name out when I was starting off. But I don't think there's much differences. I got really inspired by Doom in his sort of like, you know, branding of self. And that's why I wanted to include him. But yeah, one and the same.
Well, when you say that, you know, it makes me think of someone else who I think is probably in another unique position to have touched a lot of Memphians, particularly in the contemporary sense. I make Matt Beats. He wears a mask, and I've heard him say similar things about Doom. Can you go even further into your association with the music? Because we just heard Benzy Box from Danger Doom, which I think is probably, for me, a seminal record of learning about Doom with the Adult Swim connection and all of that.
Right, I mean, that's what how does I that got into that's how I got into Doom was Adult Swim. That was the first, like, sort of rap album I owned, and I don't know, man, he just meant a lot to the scene. I think you can go to any city and find an MF Doom mural. It connects with graffiti, it connects with the subculture, and wanted him included. He's a huge influence on everybody. I think building your brand and making a mythos about your character is, there's no one who does it better.
You're getting ready for a new show. I mean, that's the reason why we're here on Talking Memphis with Bird Cap, aka Michael Roy. But can you tell me, I mean, where does your practice begin and where does art start for you? I mean, you're not from Memphis originally. I think some people may not, they may be shocked to even learn that.
Yeah, I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I grew up in Escatawba, Mississippi, which is kind of an undesignated spot of about 300 people. A lot of trailer parks and Piggly Wiggly.
You know, I went to the University of Mississippi, and I've traveled throughout, I think, I could say most corners of Mississippi. This is the first time I've been stumped in a long time. I've never heard of this city. Can you say that? Say this town, rather. Tell me one more time.
It's called Escatawba, man.
Oh, wow. How does one become a creative in Escatawba?
You leave.
Really?
Yeah, there's not
an art teacher. There's not a poet. There's not someone who had an influence on you as a young person to say.
There's a ton of people who had influences on me, but visual art started for me in high school. I got accepted into this statewide magnet school. It was the first year it was open, called Mississippi School of the Arts.
Oh, really?
And I went there for writing, and the writing program hadn't been opened in time, so they lumped me in with visual arts because I didn't want to do theater and I couldn't sing.
Mm.
And that changed my life.
Yeah.
They put me in visual art classes. I got to know Rosalind Wilcox, who was my first painting teacher, and just changed the whole directive of my life.
How far is Escatawba from Memphis? Well, it's on the Gulf Coast, so
it depends on how fast you're driving, 5 to 6.
What's your family background like? As it regards to art?
They don't do it.
Yeah.
My dad was a construction worker. My mom was a nurse.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, how do you inch your way closer to the Memphis area? Because I think most people on the coast, at least in my experience of, you know, going to school with a lot of people from Mississippi, they seem to lean towards New Orleans or elsewhere on the coast.
When I was at that art high school, I applied for college in a few places, and MCA, the former Memphis College of Arts, gave me the most money and kind of dictated where I went. But I was really grateful for that experience. It connected me to Memphis, and it's sad that school's not here anymore because it brought in so many creatives.
Mm-hmm. As someone who starts to define a practice in art, where did you go looking? I mean, I'm sure there was a lot from the embryo stage of who you were as Michael Roy to this, I would say, an explosion of Birdcap and your influence on this entire region. Specifically, I'd like to designate, it's not just Memphis where your art shows up and where you've influenced so many other creatives. I think of someone like Christina McPhill, a good friend of mine, who is obviously very influenced by your work, and I'm sure vice versa. But I mean, what does your art start to look like as you're taking its shape?
I graduated from the art school up in Memphis, and then I went and I started working as a ditch digger in Mississippi. And so I took a random job in South Korea just to sort of get out of construction work.
Hold on. This is a big leap. Ditch digger in Mississippi, take a job in South Korea. I mean, how do we get through that?
If you have an undergraduate degree, you can teach English in South Korea.
Interesting.
And that was the only thing my degree was useful for, because I had majored in painting and printmaking, and it was during a big recession and just wasn't popping off. But when I got over there in South Korea, I got really into the street art scene that they had. They had all these crazy character painters, all this really powerful graffiti that just caught me in a way, because the art scene just seemed competitive. Galleries have limited space inside them, but there's no limit to how much wall space there is outside.
Mm.
And I was just like, all right, I'm never going to be an artist, but I'm going to get into this because this is fun.
So, street art, can we talk about it? Because I think a lot of people, they know the term graffiti,
right?
And they see things around town that might look to them like mural art that could be akin to graffiti. But I mean, there's a lot to unpack in those terms. And matter of fact, how about we do this? We're leaving Mississippi in your story. How about we play a little bit of the more music that has inspired your journey? You want to jump into some Big Crit?
Yeah, Big Crit.
All right, so we're going to marinate on that. We're going to talk street art when we get back. This is unorthodox. I'm throwing things at you right now, but let's get into some more music. We're going to do that. This is MISSI, SSIPPI by Big Crit.
Big Crit. Big Crit.
Maybe I come up with something like that, though. Yeah. Double it down, I work it around, I'm making it happen. I've been snapping. I've been snapping. What you doing, that ain't rapping. That's how I cap it. Put a cap on it. Luxury tax, my flow. How I get it? You ain't know, you ain't made it, you ain't make it. I've been flexing, I've been ripping, I've been doing what I need to do and two-stepping. Mississippi. Daddy worked up on the train. Mama always had brains. She a teacher now. You know how we get down. So stop with all them bullshit moves about where I come from. I'm just saying I ain't tripping on your role, but let's be real, you ain't never been around here before, man. You ain't never seen the stars and the moon glow. Never heard your granny yell out, boy, stop slamming them doors, hey. Million anime. Think about them all the time. Show the young boy how to be a grown man. From a grown man to a king so I can shine. Light rising, bright lights and let your little light shine. Believe that though. When you came up where I come from, you gotta do what you gotta do. To achieve that though. Them dreams and all that. That bling and all that. Them screens and all that. And them old school when they fall down in that wood grain too. And that diamond in the back. Man, you seen it? Man, I got it just like that. Oh, look. I remember not knowing where I came from. Until I realized where I come from. Proud parents, black parents, my parents, they standing on the same steps that they supposed to. In the same place that they supposed to. And I'ma keep raising them higher and higher. In the biggest house I can find, I'ma abide and buy. I'ma keep trying and trying to make them proud and all. That 2 Chainz all right. Most ain't never ever ever happen overnight. But when you trying to fly a kite and you gotta make that flight and you trying to make that right, you do what you need to do. You get it done, you get it done. You're the only one that can make it happen. So you had to make it and you had to run that marathon. High hurdles, jumping 40 or dashing. Watching it happen, making it happen. Wish you watch it sometime, them haters. But you get greater later. My lady was even now. All my dreams are still profound and I still get down, I get down, I get down. You hear the sound? Oh, maybe I'm so southern, I sometimes scared of ignorant people's perception of independence. Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi. Maybe I'm so southern, I sometimes scared of ignorant people's perception of independence. I'm from Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi. Maybe I'm so southern, I sometimes scare ignorant people's perception of independence. I'm from Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi. Get with it.
WYXR 91.7 FM. That was Mississippi. Mississippi. That's how I like to say it. I'm sorry. We got Michael Roy here. We're talking Memphis. Talking Birdcap. You got a new show coming up. I'll let you pronounce it because I see the, first of all, let's say it'll be here at the Crosstown Concourse up on the second floor. If you know the main sort of atrium here, just you can walk up those red steps. You'll see a little Birdcap. The iconic mural. Does that mural have a name up there on the second floor that's been here?
Freestyle Collab.
That part. Who was it with?
Rich T from Bristol, England.
So we can talk a little bit more about collaboration. First of all, let me finish properly telling everyone how they can come see your work this weekend.
Yeah, it's this Friday. It's called Iliumta, and it's my first Memphis solo show. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m.
So, yeah, speaking of collaboration, you know, I think I first came to know of your work through your collaborations with Nosy.
Yep.
Who, you know, for those who pay attention to hip-hop style art, street art, whichever words you want to use for it. There's a lot of terminology out there. You know, he's someone that comes to mind as having made the transition off of the wall in the fashion of what people may designate as graffiti into more mural art. And, you know, shout out to him, tip of the cap to him and the whole 42 crew. I mean, can you talk a bit about what that culture is and what that culture means? You know, we just celebrated 50 years of hip hop. People understand graffiti a lot of times through the context and the lens of hip hop. But that's a super New York thing. And I mean, the one unique thing about graffiti is that it predates hip hop. There was graffiti long before. But when you think of it through that lens, I mean, just like jukin is different from breakdance, and just like the Memphis rap sound is traditionally different from what A Tribe Called Quest and, you know, any hip hop you can name from the cradle of hip hop in New York. I mean, what makes street art different in this area? Because I think of the names, I think of people who get up, but what is that culture here?
I think Tennessee graffiti is defined by two major crews, this 42 and this UH, which is more based in Nashville. But in general, Tennessee style graffiti comes from, it's based on these movements by Scar and Kodak. It's a direct style of like breaking up the shape and really obliterating it, almost like broken glass. That's a very Tennessee style. There's also like the symbiotic, like Venom from Spider-Man style. That's very much Tennessee grown. Nosey's like probably like the main figure for it. But it's just, it's larger than like inner city graffiti. It's blown out and it's here to take up space. We don't have to fight for locations in the same way like larger cities do. And so we go really wide.
When you say we, I mean, at what point do you feel like you were truly brought into that community?
100% Nosey. He reached out to me on Facebook when I got back from South Korea and he had seen what I've been doing and he was like, you want to come paint? And he picked me up in this beat up truck and we went and painted in some abandoned buildings out in Orange Mound and hit it off. But he was sort of like my cosign getting back into town and he told everyone I was aight.
Well, you know, I've had this conversation offline, particularly with Nosey. We're on the air. You can tell me to just shut up and we'll move on. But what level of risk is involved with going out and being a writer in this world, this southern landscape? I mean, really the terrain becomes as much a part of your canvas, but also the sense of time and sense of place.
I don't know, man. There's always risk if you're doing something illegal, right? And the older you get, the more you, when you get in trouble or you're in the danger of getting in trouble. Like, we were painting not long ago and someone, a guard came by and we were fine. But your brain flashes through like, oh, I'm nearly 40. This is dumb. Like, you feel the stupidity of it a lot more the older you get. Because you're like, I got a bookshelf. I don't want, like, I could lose things.
Right.
But it's part of what makes it so cool. It's part of what makes it something you can't just be rich and do. Like, there's rules to engagement where it's going to be risky for everybody. And that makes it to where it's not just nepotism and it's not just like where you were born. You can like go and pave your way in graffiti in a way that you can in other art scenes, I think.
You know, I struggle to say that artists like you and Nosey have seamlessly made a transition from that street level art to being able to have a show at Crosstown Arts. Or I know there's a long journey in there, but that's a lot to unpack. But do you lose some cred when you go from being outside in that world to embracing a sort of distilled version of street art that can be put on a mural, can be put on a canvas in a museum, and can be displayed at a reception where people, you know, get dressed up and have wine and all that sort of thing?
You can get in your head about it. I'm sure there's some people who disagree with it and, you know, they have valid criticisms. But at the end of the day, like, you want to be able to support yourself and live and eat and pay your mortgage and, you got to figure out what's right for you. Some people are pure graffiti artists who will take a 9-to-5, 40 hours a week to keep their graffiti pure. Some people, the content was never about graffiti. Graffiti was just like a culture that they love. For me, like, the content of my work is not about it being illegal. It never has been. But there used to be no options. I couldn't get a legal wall. I couldn't get a paid wall. So I painted on walls that were quasi-legal or abandoned, or, you know, I had to get my voice out. So it wasn't that it was like a beautiful idea. It was that it was the only option when you're coming up, and I was going to democratize how I got seen, because I wasn't going to leave it up to galleries and like people to co-sign me to get my name accessed. So,
you know, you use the term coming up. I know there's a lot of terminology. I kind of giggled the other day because it was a dog whistle in a completely unrelated piece of media that they snuck in some terms like All City and getting up and all that sort of thing. I mean, are all of them transferable to a Southern landscape? Again, you can tell me to shut up if you don't want to share the particulars of, you know, do we call it bombing? Do we call it these other things? Or is there a Southern way to talk about street art?
Or
Memphis way, a Maine junt way?
Nosey's the dude to ask on that for sure. All the terminology I grew up with is dead now. Like, there was a street art throwdown TV show. Like, there was a reality TV show where they, like, say all the terms like idiots.
For me, it was Mark Echo's getting up on the Xbox.
Right. Shit's cool. Yeah. But, like, all that, like, anytime I'm at a mural, someone's like, oh, is that a burner? And you're like, okay. Like, it's just awkward now. Yeah. But you get around your old friends and you say the shit and you forget that it sounds silly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Memphis has its own way of talking. I don't think it necessarily got creolized into like the graffiti terminologies.
Speaking of terminology, we're gonna reset for a little bit. Get into some more music. You got some great songs for us that we can check out. How about some Illumination? You want to tell us about this record?
It was a song I listened to on repeat a lot when I was just going through the early stages of my career, so I put it early on the playlist. But it just kind of like tells you, you're the only thing that's going to make it happen for you. So it was kind of like a mantra for me coming up.
All right, let's do it. We're going to talk more. We got Michael Roy, a.k.a. Birdcap. You're on Talking Memphis. It's your boy, Jerry Boy. I want to say Big Bizzle Blue Bland because we're in like a hip-hop forward space. But I'm a journalist right now. So we're going to get into some music. You listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, Talking Memphis.
Them for a moment, for a second. Do not believe, my friend, when you are down, them are not coming with a helping hand. Of course there is no us and them, but them, they do not think the same. It's them who do not think the same. It's them who do not think. They never step on spiritual path. They paint their faces so differently from ours. And if you listen closely, that war, it never stops. That war, it never stops. That war. New romance. I don't envy them, my friend. Be their lives longer. Oh, their longer lives are spent without a love or faithful friend. All those things they have to rent. Yeah, all those things they have to rent. All those days. But we who see our destiny and sound of this same old punk song, let rest originality for sake of passing it around. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is for yourself, my friend. You are the only light there is for yourself, my friend. Thank you. there'll be no saviors. Any soon coming down, and anyway, illuminations never come from the ground. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, and we who see our destiny in sound of this same old punk song. Let rest originality for sake of passing it around. Illuminating realization number one, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend, you are the only light there is. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend. For yourself, my friend.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
That was from Brooklyn. We get it every time. You got me on? Oh. Shout out to all of my crew, East, West, North, South, on the continent, Europe, all abroad, international. It's a lot of things going on, y'all. 21st century is coming, 20th century almost done. A lot of things have changed, a lot of things have not. Mainly us. We gonna get it together, right? I believe that. Listen, people be asking me all the time, yo, Mos, what's going to happen with hip-hop? I tell them, you know what's going to happen with hip-hop, whatever's happening with us. If we smoked out, hip-hop is going to be smoked out. If we doing all right, hip-hop is going to be doing all right. People talk about hip-hop like it's some giant living in the hillside, coming down to visit the town's people. We are hip-hop. Me, you, everybody, we are hip-hop. So hip-hop is going where we going. So the next time you ask yourself where hip-hop is going, ask yourself, where am I going? How am I doing? And you get a clear idea. So if hip-hop is about the people, and the hip-hop won't get better until the people get better, then how do people get better? Well, from my understanding, people get better when they start to understand that they are valuable, and they not valuable because they got a whole lot of money, or because somebody think they sexy, but they valuable because they've been created by God. And God makes you valuable, and whether or not you recognize that value is one thing. You got a lot of societies and governments trying to be God, wishing that they were God. They want to create satellites and cameras everywhere, make you think they got the all-seeing eye. I guess the last course was too far off when they said that certain people got a God complex. I believe it's true. I don't get phased out by none of that. None of the helicopters, the TV screens, the newscasters, the satellite dishes. They just wishing. They can't never really do that. When they tell me to fear they law, when they tell me to try to have some fret in my heart behind the things that they do, this is what I think in my mind. And this is what I say to them, and this is what I'm saying to you, check it. All over the world, hearts pound with the rhythm. Fear not of men because men must die. Mind over matter and soul before flesh. Angels hold the pen, keep a record in time, which is passing and running like a caravan trader. The world is overrun with the wealthy and the wicked, but God is sufficient in disposal of affairs. Gunmen and stockholders try to merit my fear, but God is sufficient over plans they prepared. Most deaths in the flesh, where you at right here on this place called Earth, on the diamond square. About to do it for y'all, and y'all out the fence and just bounce. Come on, bounce, 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 and just two, three, 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 town with the rhythm. Fear not of men because men must die. Mind over matter and soul before flesh. Angels hold the pen, keep a record in time, which is passing and running like a caravan trader. The world is overrun with the wealthy and the wicked, but God is sufficient at disposals of affairs. Government and stockholders try to merit your fear, but God is sufficient over plans he prepared. Most death in the flesh, where you at right here on this place called Earth, on a down square. About to represent in your whole atmosphere. About to represent in your whole atmosphere. Your atmosphere.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Representing, showing love. WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. I almost did it again. I'll just do it. Big Bizzle Blue Bland, Jared JB Boyd. Man, I got other names too, dude. We're here with Bird Cap, Michael Roy. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
You got a new show coming up this weekend?
Yes, sir. Iliumta at Crosstown Arts will open Friday from 6 to 8.
Same time, WYXR 91.7 FM. We're having our Stereo Sessions announce party right around the hall. Just right, literally right around the hall over there.
They're actually opening the gallery door, so you can access my show and your show from the same hallway.
That part, we'll be having a record pool. If you've ever been to a wine pool, we'll be giving away records just like you would at a wine pool, even though, you know, I think records, I'd rather go home with a bunch of records. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to WYXR.org/events. Check that out. We'll be announcing the 6 rare Memphis records that we'll be unpacking, declassifying, speaking to people involved with. For our 3rd season of Stereo Sessions, which is an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity to learn about the deep, crusty, nasty, stanky, funky corners of Memphis music that people maybe don't always hear about. But tonight we're talking about visual art. We're here with who I would say is a legend of his craft.
Tunky Berry.
That part. Holler at Tunky Berry, too, for sure. You know, I'm in awe of so many of the amazing people who are from these parts, who are bred in these parts. Hold on, I'm gonna read a message I just got to you while we're talking about this, and we'll get more into your show. But you've been on tons of media. Someone just texted me and said that they saw your work on in a dispensary on the product packaging out in Colorado. There's even a ski and snowboard giveaway with your work on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you get everywhere, man? You just get everywhere.
I think for the first like 5 years of my career, I was taking it seriously. I backpacked and took mega buses everywhere and would paint wherever I could fit in. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like throwing seeds. You just throw them and you hope that stuff kind of roots and you get to go back. But Denver's been a real cool place, man. I get to go back probably a couple times a year now. But originally I went there and I just stayed at a friend's couch and painted free street art for a bit.
That's what's up.
And then slowly more work kind of trickles in from those spots.
Yeah, that was my friend Kirsten Desiderio out there. Thanks for that tip and that tidbit. So speaking of sense of place, I mean, what is this new show? What does it say about your upbringing, your travels, or does it say anything at all about sense of place?
Iliumta is sort of a retelling of Homer's Iliad, but set in the bayous of southern Mississippi. So Iliumta is sort of like a fake county name based on the Latin term Ilium that means Troy. And I just wanted something that I could kind of speak on, like moments of my upbringing where like stoicism was sort of masked as heroism, and these moments of a sort of like frail, toxic masculinity where people are trying to be heroic, but they're sort of being dumb. And it's just something I saw a lot when I was rereading the Iliad, right? And I thought it'd be a fun thing to like kind of make these characters from my life and self-portraits of myself look in one way heroic and in one way super stupid. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Were there any risks that you took with putting this show together with the media or with the approach to the particular art?
I tried a lot of new media this time. So I got my paintings. I got 6 paintings, but I also did mosaic for the first time.
Wow.
I did an inflatable sculpture and I did a hard sculpture, like a aqua resin piece for the first time. And then I've made plush dolls. So I'm just trying to stretch what my visual vocabulary is and what I can grow into. So
I like that. I'm gonna write that down. Visual vocabulary.
Boom,
you might see a mixtape with that on there. I mean, what was it like? This is just jumping in. Was there a lot of research? Was there a consultation period for being able to sort of branch out and step out?
I spent about a year on the show. So there was a lot of trial and error, trying the new mediums, seeing how they work. And A lot of collaboration with other artists and talking through new projects and how they would look. Shout out to Kenji Chai for getting me in touch with the lady Christine in China, who like knew how to build inflatables and was willing to work with me. Tyler French and Amanda Nally at Youngblood Studios kind of walked me through the sculpture process and helped me out the whole way. So yeah, man, it was a lot of research and development for this show.
You know, this is a bit, and selfishly I'm going to ask, you know, because I struggle with this. I mean, it seems like you're unafraid to sort of reach out and branch out and ask strangers for help. I mean, utilizing, I imagine, your robust network on the internet to reach people. I mean, I can never imagine preparing for something of this magnitude that's so deeply personal and getting in touch with someone from China to help me out, you know, sight unseen maybe, or maybe on recommendation. But for someone who might be listening like myself, who's an artist who's not the best at asking for help and finding the resources to elevate their practice, I mean, can you impart any wisdom on making that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you now, the big advantage I have from coming up in graffiti or street art, whatever you want to call that community, it's the network. We got a huge network, and you got to take advantage of your strengths. I don't have a ton of, you know, money, or maybe I don't have the city with the biggest spotlight, but I do have networks. And so take advantage of whatever you do have positives in, and show your strengths, hide your weaknesses.
Speaking of network, I mean, our neighbors at Crosstown Arts operate this gallery space where you'll be showing. Also, Melissa Dunn will be showing that evening as well. Good friend of the station and supporter, I believe, a great donor as well. So if you are appreciating this conversation, but conversations like this, you can donate to WYXR, our nonprofit radio station that serves community, at WYXR.org. Just have to put that in there just for anyone. You know, this is what we do. This is why we're here, talking Memphis. And also, you can become a sustaining donor, sustaining member, by going to our website as well. It's important. We truly appreciate all of you who are already supporting you, and those of you who are right on the fence thinking about doing it right now, just go ahead and get your phone out. You're listening. You're already listening to the station. You're probably on your phone, on your desktop, on your iPad. Just click, right? It's right next to Listen Now. But back to that conversation, I mean, what has it been like working with our neighbors at Crosstown Arts? And I mean, why here to show this artwork, and why now?
Man, so many reasons. Crosstown's been nice to me since their inception. I was the first artist, I think, to stay at the artist in residency when the building was still under construction. I had been living in a van at that point, and they let me have a free room for a couple years. I've collaborated with them a lot on the Moon Pie projects, where they bring all my people I meet from across the world into Crosstown to paint little mini murals. And so it just felt right. I trust Crosstown with my work. I trust them with my show, and they were nice enough to give me space for it.
Yeah. Tell me about those Moon Power projects, because I didn't know that was the name of it, but I have seen you bring some other artists through. I think you had someone adorn our hallway upstairs on the second floor with some beautiful art, and I've noticed some of the other things popping up. Maybe a day or two, you might be standing right next to whoever's working on it, and then they kind of do their own thing, and before I know it, it's hanging up on a wall. I mean, what is that project?
Moon Pie Project is based on a dude I met named Brad Wells, who passed away too young. He was an artist from Nashville, but he would come to Memphis and paint with us just for the fun of it. And when he was young, he was like one of the models for Moon Pie, the little pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we named it Moon Pie Project after him. And it's just a way of returning favors. Because when I started out, like I said, I was living in a van traveling to these other cities. People would let me crash with them. They'd find me walls. They'd procure my paint. And I couldn't have started a career without this huge community of people helping me out. And I always wanted to return the favor and bring them back to Memphis, but I didn't have the infrastructure to invite people back. And so I was talking to some of the creators across town, and they offered space, and they offered like a little bit of funds so I could start returning that. And we've been doing it for, I think, close to a decade now.
Wow. Incredible work. We're here with Michael Roy, a.k.a. Birdcap. We're talking Memphis. You got a show coming up. I'm going to try it one more time. Illy, Illy, Illy. All right, you're going to have to help me.
Ilyanta.
I want to say Ilyanta. He makes the watches for the Migos, I think. But anyway, you can check that out February 9th. What time will it be?
6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. right here in the Crosstown Concourse. We'll also be on the opposite hall during our Stereo Sessions announce party and record pool. There are going to be some amazing records we'll be talking about throughout our season. We're kicking it off with a cool party. DJ Hot Tub Eric will be playing some music. I'm going to play some music, get back into your playlist. How about, here's a good one I like from, I believe, Minnesota, Brother Ali.
Oh, yeah.
The Rhyme Sayers Entertainment Giant.
You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own light. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own light. I thank God I'm living. Sometimes I feel like a stranger. Maybe I ain't from here. World going crazy. How could that be unclear? Know that I'm a soldier. Hearts on my battleground. Sword in the holster. Had to come back around. I ain't trying to hide away. I just had to meditate. I ain't got a lot to say. But the ancestors made. Speaking to the whole globe. Numbers don't occur to me. You can listen solo. Cause you're the whole world to me. I jump in with both feet. Nothing low key. You can find me where I'm supposed to be. Where my folks be. If you listen very closely, you know who chose me. Nothing that I own owns me, and so I'm so free. I remember being hungry, needing groceries. Nighttime getting no sleep till my nose bleed. Got a message to the police. You're not using your heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own life. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. Thank God for building. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own light. I thank God I'm living. Not for one second, I believe what you're telling me. I know you invent the disease and sell the remedy. Universe is sending me centuries of memories. So the very breath that I breathe is all I ever need. I got that Muhammad Ali up in my pedigree. Yes, I be speaking my peace up in my 70s. Ain't worried about you threatening me. I'm just being honest. I ain't buying fear just because it's all you got left. We just wanna make love till we wake up. I believe whoever made us envisioned greatness. And you know they wanna paint us with the same brush. Wanna entertain us till we fill our grave up. Alright, okay, but when it's all said and it's all done, and I look back at the trophies I won, I will only count one. I'm using my heart for what hearts are for. They've been trying to shut us down our whole life. I thank God for healing. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own life. Thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta give me lit, I got my own life. I thank God I'm living, and I know who I am. I know whose I am. On your wings I fly, in your shoes I stand. I'm animated by love, I don't move by chance. Any stage I touch, any place I stand, there y'all land. Living in the world as it is, cracked vessel I am. No more and no less than a man. Any possessions that I have are just in my hand. I balance them the best that I can. I'm not making no claims, but I'm using my heart for what hearts are for. All the beauty in this whole life. I thank God for healing. And you ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own light. I thank God for listening. Listen, you've been trying to build me up my whole life. I thank God for building. You ain't gotta get me lit, I got my own light. I thank God I'm living. Just reflecting all the beauty in this whole life.
Yo, ask her. Hey, Lucy, come here. Eyes cut it. Lucy,
she didn't hear you. Yo, ask her. Let her alone, yo.
How old are you?
Let her below me.
Lucy, come here.
Lucy, yo, she ain't listening to you.
Yo, ask her again. Hey, Lucy, how old are you?
Yo, Lucy.
Lucy was seven and wore a head of blue barrettes. City born into this
world with no knowledge and no regrets. Had a piece of yellow chalk with which she drew up on the street. The many faces of the various locals that she would meet. There was Joshua, age 10, bully up the block, who always took a milk money at the morning bus stop. There was Mrs. Crabtree and her poodle. She always gave a wave and holler on her weekly trip down to the bingo parlor. And she drew men, women, kids, sunsets, clouds. And she drew skyscrapers, fruit stands, cities, towns. Always said hello to passersby. They asked her why she passed the time attaching lines of concrete, but she would only smile. Now all the other children living in or near her building ran around like tyrants, soaking up the open fire hydrants. They would say, "Hey, little Lucy, wanna come jump double dutch?" Lucy would pause, look, grin, and say,
"I'm busy, thank you much."
Well, well, 1 year passed, and believe it or not, she covered every last inch of the entire sidewalk, and she stopped. Yeah, after all this, you're just giving in today?
She said, "I'm not giving in, I'm finished."
And walked away.
Way,
1, 2, 3, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it. 1, 2, 3, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it.
Lucy was 37, an introverted somewhat.
Basement apartment in the same building she grew up in. She traded in her blue barrettes for long locks, held up with a clip, traded in her yellow chalk for charcoal sticks.
And she drew
little Bobby, who would come to sweep the porch.
And she drew
the mailman, delivered every day at 4. Lucy had very little contact with the folks outside her cubicle day, but found it suitable and she liked it that way.
She had a man now, Rico,
similar,
hermit.
They would only see each other once or twice a week on purpose. They appreciated space, and Rico was an artist too, so they'd connect on Saturdays to share the pictures that they drew.
Look.
Now every month or so, she'd get a knock upon the front door, just one of the neighbors. Acting nice, but thought she was a strange girl, really said.
Hey, Lucy, wanna join me for some lunch?
Lucy would smile and say,
"I'm busy, thank you much."
The neighbor would make a weird face the second the door shut, then run and tell her friends how truly crazy Lucy was. And Lucy knew what people thought, but didn't care, cause while they spread their rumors through the streets, she made another masterpiece.
1, 2, 3, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it. 1, 2, 3, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it.
Lucy was 87, upon a deathbed at the senior home where she had previously checked in. Traded in the locks and clip for a headrest. Traded in the charcoal sticks for arthritis. It had to happen.
And she drew no more.
Just sat and watched the dawn. Had a television in the room that she never turned on. Lucy pinned up a life's worth of pictures on the wall and sat and smiled and looked each one over just to laugh at it all. Rico, he had passed about 5 years back, so the visiting hours pulled in a big flock of nothing. She never spoken much throughout the spanning of her life until the day she leaned forward, grinned, and pulled the nurse aside and she said, "Look, I've never had a dream in my life. Because a dream is what you want to do but still haven't pursued. I knew what I wanted and did it till it was done. So I've been the dream that I wanted to be since day one." Well, the nurse jumped back. She never heard Lucy even talk, especially words like that. She walked over to the door and pulled it closed behind. Then Lucy blew a kiss to each one of her pictures and she died.
1, 2, 3, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You can dream a little dream or you can live a little dream. I'd rather live it. This dream is always chased but never get it.
Yep, Mike, checking. We're hanging out, talking Memphis. Hanging out with Michael Roy, also known by Birdcap, also known just by your art. I imagine a lot of people be like, "Hey, I like that. I don't know what that is. I want to see more of that. I've seen some stuff like that, but I don't know what that is." We're here celebrating your upcoming show. I'm going to get it. All right, hold on. Iliumta.
Yeah.
All right, I did it. All right. I had to take a breath. Just take a deep breath. Take a good, center myself.
That's all it takes, bro.
It's happening this Friday, February 9th, Crosstown Arts in the galleries upstairs. What are you most excited about? It seems like you're excited for the people. This is. I think this has been a thread. Then I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You tell me if I'm wrong. But there's been a thread through this entire conversation about how much you celebrate the people who have helped you get to where you are and the people that you maybe haven't even met yet, that y'all will rub off on each other and walk away from the experience having learned
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm excited for my people to come through. I'm excited and humbled that so many people I consider friends and loved ones are going to show up and celebrate with me. And I just can't wait, man. It's like a little holiday. So I have like 25 people from out of town coming. And then the Memphis support has been really cool and humbling. I got a lot of folks online saying they're coming through. And so the artwork's almost secondary. I'm just excited to meet people and put faces to names and have a nice evening.
All right, so I didn't put words in your mouth now, did I?
Not at all.
All right, I don't want to influence and sway the subject of this interview. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you, to listen to some of the music that has inspired you, to hear about your story. I still feel like we didn't go enough into South Korea. We're gonna have to do another one.
Shout out to South Korea. I started street art there, and I owe most of my career to like 6 street artists over there.
That's dope. Anything else you want to share with anyone listening? Anything else you want to say to set up the event this weekend?
Nah, I appreciate everybody listening. Hope to see y'all there. Thank you for having me on, bro.
Hey, thank you. We'll see you Friday upstairs, and we'll see you for the record pool and announce party, and we'll see you just in general talking Memphis. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated, and now I'm sitting at the end of the month. I just made it like you made me too.
As I was shitting you.